SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night. A new full week of CNL right here on the grid. Very busy. We have a lot to talk about from the weekend. We have the Final Four that is now set for next week in San Antonio. Chalk City, baby! Whoa! We have NBA, we have hockey, we have the golf. What a big, we got a winner in the golf. Toasty melted down, though, on Sunday. We were looking for him, too. Just unlucky. But I got there with Minwoo Lee, so that's okay. And very happy for the first time this season on Carver and Lisi, because, of course, we weren't on Thursday and Friday. Dingers are back, baby. We got night baseball. And it is, we are rolling. Just picked up a grand slam from the polar bear, Pete Alonso, down in Miami. So let's go, baby. We're rolling. Mike Carver here with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You're all giggles tonight. Good for you. I mean, all the picks that you gave me over the weekend lost, so... feel good. I'm glad that you got the
okay,
I'm glad
now,
that you got the
let's,
win.
Let's get this
win,
right. Let's get hold on.
Everything
let's
else.
For, let's, yeah. let's just for yes. for the sake of the show, let's get it right because let's see if Ming I can Wu find Lee. This here. Let's see if I can find this here. I'm actually going to find this.
Keep looking. Keep scrolling.
I don't have to look very far. It was yesterday. So, here we go. Yesterday, Toasty finished. Oh, here we go. 8:23 a.m. yesterday morning. Today's the day for the alt over in St. Louis with the Twins. Wind's blowing out. Going to be a lot of long balls. Well, how'd you go to the alt on the Twin Cardinal game yesterday, Joe?
I parlayed it. It was wrong cap.
That's your fault wrong for cap. Not having. Not your fault for not putting the put playing it by itself. Okay, you shouldn't have. You parlayed it with a loser. That's not my fault. The cap was right for the Twins and the Cardinals yesterday in St. Louis.
Cap 2-0 Tampa. 2-0 Tampa.
Is it a homer? Is it loud?
No.
Is it loud?
I need runs there. I need runs. I'm on a parlay over Texas Cincinnati 9.5. The torpedo
How
bat
about this?
With Ellie De La Cruz. Torpedo
bat. Talk about that. We got to talk about the torpedo bat. Hold on. You want me to put the Pirate Ray game on, Joe? Want me to put it on?
Sure. I got second and third, no outs, bottom four. I need
Actually,
them to
I'm going to put
through.
The big inning on. They got the thing with all the games on it.
Over 10.5.
It's not on yet.
Over 10.5. They've been due, these Rays. They've been due. Breakout. Over.
Yep.
Over.
Let's go
over.
Here. I'm going to get it. I'm going to throw it on for you here. We're going to throw the Rays and the Pirates on. And they're playing Joe at. So we have
on,
games in
out.
Two minor league stadiums tonight. Because the Rays play in Tampa, the Yankees, George Steinbrenner Field. And then tonight, the A's are playing the Cubs in Sacra Tomato for the first time. First home game for the A's this year. They're playing in Sacramento until Vegas is ready. So we have that, and we like some long balls there. I sent you the weather report for that game tonight, and we're going to go up, 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 and away. Did you put that in the mix? Did you alt up the
No.
Cubs and the A's tonight? No.
No, I alted up the Philly-Colorado game, like you told me, wind blowing out. I knew we had no shot. I walked outside the house today. It was cloudy. It was a little
you
cold.
You don't live in Philadelphia. I mean, you're in a totally other weather pattern. I mean, what?
45 minutes out. You make it sound
Philly?
Like I'm like, yeah.
Since when? You're a North Jersey guy.
Stop talking it down. 4-0. Right in your face. Come on
now.
This
Mangum got a hit, huh? Look at this.
Johnny Mangum.
Up and away. How about a cruise missile tonight for the Pirates? Can we get a cruise missile, Joe?
Sure. I need
Joe's favorite time of the year. I just sit here all night and yell for dingers. Cruise missile, polar bear, Seager, this guy, him, Tucker tonight, now, Rooker, the butler.
Now, here's the thing I'm upset about. I'm upset that we can't bet this Vegas tournament now with the college basketball.
Hey, what was that about? It was on the board this morning. Why did they take that down?
What was the problem? I don't know.
This just happened like the last couple hours, so I haven't gotten to do the investigation on this yet. What is the deal with the...
I was going to wait till right before the show, and then sure enough, no good.
Whiskey sour. Hold on here. What betting the crown? What happened here? I need to find out what, because I saw some people tweeting about it too, but I was having dinner with the kids and I just... most books had the crown. Most books had the crown first round games listed for the last week. If you were accepting bets by error, they voided bets, huh, Joe? They voided bets.
Why?
The big sports books. Not allowed because it's not a college game now because there's a prize pool. Are they paying these players at the end of this tournament? Whoever wins the crown, is that why?
I don't know.
How about that?
It's always something.
All right, here we go. I've got the real.
We always have to miss out on this here. We always got to miss out. Over. That's right, Billy Roos. That's right. Over.
So this is an NIL-based event. The champion takes home $500,000 in prize money through an NIL package. The runner-up gets $300,000. So because the players are technically, yeah, but are the players getting that 500K, Joe, through an NIL package? Is that what I'm understanding there? So the winning
team gets
the players get that money. So they're playing
know.
For if you're playing for stacks, Joe. I guess they now we can't bet on these games. What is that? Why have it?
I don't know.
Let me just tell you something. They better fix that out there. Those people who run that crown tournament, because as you know, Joe. The only reason they even create these postseason games, along with your bowl games that you adore, is for people to bet on them. Because that's the only reason that people watch them. No one would watch Butler play Utah at 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon with the Final Four already set unless they could bet on it. So they're going to need to fix that problem, Joe, or else that crown...
Put your foot down.
We'll have to talk to Adabo. We'll get Adabo on the phone and find out what's going on with him.
I need 4 runs. Could this Dela Cruz step up with the torpedo bat?
What are your thoughts on that, Joe? When we come back, I want to hear Joe's thoughts on the torpedo bat. Everyone made a big deal about the torpedo bats. Meanwhile, because the Yankees beat the hell out of the Brewers this weekend, then the Brewers go and get destroyed by the Royals this afternoon. So much for it was the torpedo bats. Maybe the Brewers suck. Maybe that's the reason, Joe. Maybe the Brewers just suck.
I wish I would have known about the torpedo bats after the, you know, before the first game. I mean, 17 runs in the first 3 minutes. You blink. I'm betting on games two nothing in the eighth inning.
Bing, 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 bing. They're all flying
out. Could these Rangers wake up? Is Seager playing?
Can we get burger time? Can we get a burger time?
Seager, 0-2, gutless.
Oh, jeez.
He walked. I got a man on first, 2 outs.
All right, let's get burger time.
I need Langford.
Harvard and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We're just getting started on a Monday night on the grid. We'll come back. A lot more to do after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harvard and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Monday night on the grid. So, Joe... Brendan Donovan with a homer for the Cardinals. Cardinals been hitting a lot of homers the last 2 days.
Been hitting Art a lot Donovan's of balls.
Art Donovan, Ooh. Brendan.
Ooh.
Art Donovan. Your doppelganger. Art Donovan. Ooh. Come on. Could we get up? We still got life. First and second.
Ray Donovan?
Tampa Bay.
Is it Ray Donovan?
Art Donovan. Art Donovan, the old-time Hall of Famer. Art Donovan. 61, Colts.
Ray Donovan?
Again with the Ray Donovan. Wasn't Ray Donovan a movie? Wasn't that a movie?
It's the show. Showtime show.
Liam Schreiber.
Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. What was he?
So tell me, Joe. Tell me about the torpedo bats, Joe. What do you? Give me your. I got. You must have some scientific theory for this. I can't wait to hear it. Get excited.
No, I think the torpedo bats. Like, I'm shocked that it didn't come sooner. Like, you know, they. You know, you talk about
it,
like.
It has come sooner. There's guys using them last year.
But my point is, though, I'm sure that the Yankees with this guy from MIT. They gave him what? Oh, bases loaded, $2 million cash, and said, "Come up with a different type of, you know, system," and so they have a little bit different than everybody's torpedo bat. I'll just say this: there's going to be teams that are going to be like, we don't need the torpedo bat. We'll take a wait and see approach. And after De La Cruz and the Yankees hit 56 home runs by All-Star break, and Aaron Judge is on pace to hit 90. Then they'll be all complaining that the torpedo bats should be outlawed. Why can't they just spend the coin and everybody use torpedo bats? I don't get it. I don't get it. What's the problem?
Well, first of all,
call up Louisville Slugger and say, I want to ship me 5,000 torpedoes. I want black. Give me all black.
I think it's funny now how there's guys all over the league order them. Like, first of all, this Alec Bohm on the Phillies, he goes and gets him today. I wish I would have known that before I played him this afternoon to Homer, because you know it would have been good information. Because I probably wouldn't have this first time using him. He's gonna go yard now. They say there's other guys. Ellie De La Cruz was using the torpedo bat tonight, and he hit one a long way, Joe, out to center field.
You know what the torpedo bat does? It allows you to get bat talk, the twist.
See, this is what I was looking for. I was looking for something very specific and scientific out of
it. That's it. You know, the swing the hips with the bat torque. He's got a bat torque of 96 coming around those hips and just coming out.
What do you need from the Rays here? They got the bases loaded.
A Granny Smith. Crack it open right now. Come on, Caminero. Come on. He's Italian. Jose Caminero.
Not Italian. Not
he is on his mother's side, Junior. Come on, Junior.
Junior. He is. Caminero.
From the Bobby. Neighborhood. 86th Bobby. Street. Come on, Junior. Bases loaded in. Bases loaded in Cincy. How about two Granny Smiths?
Who's up?
How about
burger
two
time?
Granny Smiths?
Is it Who? Burger time? Who's up?
Johnny Burger?
Is it Jake?
McLean. Oh, there's
the
a shot. 7-0 Reds. 7-0. Extend.
Who's 7-0 now? Who do you got?
Reds. They got out of it.
And Joe is fired up.
Fired up. These baseball games.
Fired up.
I didn't want to get involved, and sure enough, you pull me in.
You know you're in. And let me tell you, you're going to get in on this. Sunday. You're getting in
Problem
on this
is,
Cub
I'm
A
not
game
up
tonight.
At 8:26 on a Sunday. You know, you're waking me up, but, you know, I didn't have any shows yesterday.
You've
been up since
it.
6 o'clock
Please.
With the kids.
You played it, so I don't want to hear about it. You played it.
I got a good parlay going for I bought Auburn low, 6-1 to win the title.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Hard part's done if they win. I tell you, Scheffler to win the Masters, Texas Rangers to get into the playoffs, and the good old Georgia Dogs to win it all at 7-1. That $50 bet pays $220,000.
We lost a lot of tickets over the weekend with Michigan State and Ole Miss and all these teams going down like dogs.
I got people bashing me on social media because they like, you know, fading me.
Is that right?
There's a couple. So I said Ole Miss with the points and outright, but because Ole Miss lost and the guy – bang, a Michigan State money line. He thinks he's like Joe Wheel, like Ole Miss covered. So if I gave you Ole Miss, but he's banging the drum on them.
Wait,
Michigan
what's the problem? Ole Miss covered the game. And let me just tell you something. You did. If you
nine
had an Ole Miss
nothing
ticket,
Reds. 9-0 Reds.
Wow. Who hit one?
Nobody.
Cleared the bases?
Double. Second and third.
Extend. What'd you alt that to?
9.5
9.5
The one I'm in trouble with is the Pittsburgh game. I altered this Pittsburgh game up to 10.5
All right, well, we're going to get the Pirates now. Let's get a cruise missile. What about the Bart Man? Maybe the Bart Man can get you one. Come
who,
on.
James Bart? Lark?
Joey Bart.
Mall Cop?
Joey Bart.
Joey Bart. The Mall Cop? Mall Cop? Yeah. Mall Cop Joey Blart?
Joey Blart. Mall Cop. Yeah, Mall Cop. Joey Blart. Hey, what?
Joe Bart.
Now, wait a second. I got to go back to this. Who is Ole Miss? If you had, because I had Ole Miss too on Friday night. You deserve that cover. In fact, it would have been a criminal if you didn't get that cover, considering how that game went.
I know.
That was, if anybody's belly aching about Ole Miss hitting that shot at the end, I don't want to hear it. Ole Miss was the side in that game. The cap was
no,
right.
No, they're belly aching that I was dead was wrong on the money line. Like, okay,
well,
there were two.
Ole Miss money line.
Yeah, but I still had them plus the points. But
You are right. You're right about one thing. You're acting like they lost by 25. I mean, they had a good shot to win that game.
I mean, honestly, no offense, but Friday night I hit all four games, so I don't know what people are talking about. I hit all four games sidewise on Friday.
Who's the wheel now? Who's the wheel now?
Joe Wheel! I'm the wheel! I'm the wheel!
Oliver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oliver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us here. Joe, can this Santander finally do something for the Jays?
Yeah,
right down the middle, too. He ripped it down the line. This guy finally hit a homer here tonight. Honestly.
Could I get the Rays to break out? Could they score 11 runs on their own?
Because I'm worried about Pirates. Why can't the Pirates
help? Because the Pirates are through five. They got two hits.
What about the cruise missile?
What do you mean, what about the cruise missile?
We can't get a homer from Cruz on the Pirates?
He's 0-3, batting .118. Guy's gutless right now. I mean, really.
What about the Bart Man? What about Bart?
Where do you see the Bart? I don't even think Bart's in there.
Look at this Santander. Puts it straight up in
the
air.
What do
you
mean the Bart Man? The Bart Man's not even in there. What's his name? The Bart Man?
Bartman, he's not in there?
No, he's not even in there tonight.
Joey Bart. He's hitting cleanup. What do you mean?
Oh, I'm looking at the race. All right, my bad. Tommy Flim Flam. Tommy Flim Flam. Tommy Flim Flam. The Bart. Joey Bart, 0-2, batting .286.
Joey Bart.
Come on, I need these Rays to break out tonight. Like, seriously, come on. They put up a four spot. They got seven hits. Come on, Aranda. That Dave Aranda's kid. Come on.
So, you got really banged up with these final four games, or no?
Yeah, because the props hurt. I mean, I told you.
You don't like taking the heavy chalk. You don't want anything to do with chalk. So you like going after people.
No, the one chalk I did lay was Auburn against Michigan. I was on them heavy. I laid the 6.5, and I had Purdue plus the 8.5. I had a great Friday. Friday was fantastic. I had Purdue plus the 8.5. I had Auburn minus the 6.5. I had Tennessee minus the 4.5, and I had Ole Miss. So if I would have just put those in a parlay together, I would have did great. The only parlay I did have that was really good was I had a big one, Purdue and Auburn. So that came through. So I was looking
12
great.
12-0 Reds. 12-0
right,
Reds.
So we got that over. Now I got to concentrate on Pittsburgh. So Saturday comes, And it's the only one game because we're doing the jersey. Mm. So the only game, what do I take? I take a small bet on Texas Tech, and I take a big bet on Texas Tech money line. How do I lose that? Up 9.
Should have did it backwards. Should have did it backwards. Should have reversed them.
Could have taken
small bet on the money line. Big bet on on the spread. That's what we should have did.
I had a feeling. Everybody's a professor after
the fact. To be fair, again, like with the Ole Miss thing, like, honestly, I mean, they were the right side for 35 minutes. I mean,
What about Texas Tech? You're telling me Texas Tech deserved to lose that game?
What did I just say to you? They were the right side for 35 minutes.
The cap was right for 38 minutes. I would have told you up 9 with 2 minutes left, did you think that Florida comes back and wins?
No shot.
Okay.
How about
Williams,
the kid,
who's an 86% free throw.
Missing the front ends of those 1-1s. Those two kids missing the front ends of those 1-1s.
Yeah, and the kid Williams was an 84% free throw shooter. The other guy, Toppin, that guy should never shoot baskets again because he was 0-5.
They should have let him walk home is what they should have did with him. He should have got the walk
Brick
home.
City. Johnny Brick City should be his name. Unbelievable.
They got cold, Joe. They went cold.
He had everything but the net. Everything but the net.
They went
Unbelievable.
Cold. There's cold. Just no other way to say it. They went cold.
Joey Bart. You're right. Joey Bart's gutless.
What'd he do? He made an out? No good?
He did nothing. They're bottom 4-5. Rays, and now the Rays are comfortable. They're up 4. They feel like they have a 10-run lead on this team. Gonna have to do it in the 6th. Gonna have to make some headway. I'll take 4-4, Carver. I'll take 4-4. Would be nice if your team could get off the mat.
It would be nice. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. There is an NBA tonight. I don't think you're involved.
It's another one. NBA. You play Jimmy Butler to get 25 last night. They blow out the team by like 50. They put up 148 last night. Jimmy Butler can't get 20. It's incredible.
Kings lead the Pacers by 12, 78-66. They're late in the third quarter there. Clippers are up 3 on the Magic. 56-53 mid-third quarter. Heat are up 70-52 on the Wizards. Man, the Wizards are so bad. Hero, what's Hero got? 16 points, no threes. Celtics and Grizzlies tied at 57. They're not towards the end of the first half in that. The Thunder up 23-14 on the Bulls.
10-1
Mets. What?
10-1 Mets.
Wow, who hit one now? Another homer?
I don't know. We're on the wrong side. I'm on the
Brandon
wrong side.
Brandon Nimmo, two-run homer.
Torpedo bat.
He's using a torpedo bat.
That's it.
I saw it's some be great my new stat thing. Thunder today.
Pittsburgh wants to get out of Dodge. They can't wait to get to the Strip in Tampa.
They're just swinging and running.
They just had one out. So as soon as they registered one out, the other out came up. Wasn't even anybody on, so it couldn't be a double play. So that's it. They want to get out of Dodge. This guy Reynolds, they must have a big party to go to on Dale Mabry Boulevard.
There's a lot of places to stop on Dale Mabry Boulevard, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot,
Dale Mabry,
a lot of places to stop.
Ybor City's calling.
Stop.
Yeah, Ybor City, Dale Mabry. Yeah, I know. They can't wait. Yeah, where are you going, Dale Mabry?
Going down there. Boulevard. How about this Burger Time? Can he hit one? Nah, strikes out swinging.
Doing the Burger Time. Get real with this Burger Time. I hate the baseball. We're 2-4 games in. I can't stand it. I'm ready.
Why?
To act. It's gutless.
Come on. Oh, here
it
we
is.
Go.
It's got
the quad box up now. All right, here we go.
What? Quad box for baseball. Joey
Bart. Got it, baby. Every night now. Let's go.
You really like this baseball.
I like the taters. I like playing the taters.
With the taters.
This is the time, Joe. I explain this to you all the time. It's taters and golf. Taters and golf.
So now let me ask you a question with this golf. With the Masters on the horizon, I hope, because I have I'm assuming, already putting, you know, the cart before the horse, that Auburn's going to win it all.
Oh, that's a done deal. So that's a done deal. Auburn's a done deal this weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Auburn and either Houston and Duke. I don't care who wins. So, you know, Auburn, Duke would be great. And I think, Broome and Jani Broome and crew will get it done. But assuming that, is Scheffler taking off this weekend of golf? So he's resting up for the Masters?
Yeah, okay, he's not playing San Antonio. He's not playing San Antonio. Houston was his last tune-up.
By him, because I'm expecting Auburn and then Scheffler and then a nice little cash out before the Rangers make their push or the Avalanche want to win the West. Either one.
Man, so. You got all that tied together, huh?
Yep.
Got all that locked in together.
All that locked in. Middle six. Here we go. Gutless Pirates. They're 1-3 on the road. You know, anytime they
lost in three walk-offs to the Marlins this weekend.
So this is the game. This is the game they just let go of the rope. This is it.
Like you said, they got big plans on Dale Mabry tonight. Yeah. So they're
Dale Mabry. Right. Yeah. The spaceship.
They
on
love
the top
these teams. Love now that these games are actually in Tampa, because when they had to go to that dump in St. Petersburg,
right.
it was a little bit tougher to get over to Dale Mabry after the game. Now they're on Dale. They're literally on Dale Mabry when they're at get out of the game. They are good to go.
Got the spaceship. Don't forget the spaceship.
Yeah, the spaceship.
No, I'm serious. So where you got like a 50-foot ladder up to the top of the spaceship, and you know, the spaceship. On Dale Mabry.
The spaceship. All right. Can we get some? Come on, Joe. I got Alonzo right when we came on. We need to get somebody else.
I need the Rays to score. I need over 10.5. You don't care. I'm on these.
I do care. I need actually, I need Lau in that game. Can we get Lau?
Who, Charlie Lau? Rays? Old man Charlie Lau?
Brandon Lau. Can he hit a homer?
I don't care who hits a homer. Could we just get dingers?
Well, that's what we're looking for, Joe. We need dingers.
You don't care about my situation.
Took two dingers that's from that game tonight.
Why don't you care about my situation?
I want to see you win, too.
No, you don't.
I do.
Nah, not really.
I do want to see you win. Pelicans are shutting Zion down for the year, Joe. No more Zion.
Talk about a waste, right? I mean, really, what a waste of space Zion Williamson is. Should have known when he blew out his sneaker in Durham.
Shut down with a back injury. And McCollum. Both Zion and McCollum, they shut him down.
McCollum, he's gutless. He's another one. Takes the money and runs. Guy can never do more than three threes in a game. Guy's totally gutless. I like to throw... Hero, Butler, Williamson, and McCollum on a ship to nowhere. Hero. Complete waste.
I'm glad it's over.
What's over?
I'm glad it's over.
You're glad
the basketball.
Over?
I'm finished with the basketball. I'm glad it's
over. What do you
over.
Mean
NBA,
you're glad
I'll
it's over?
You. I'll see you in the playoffs. Is where I'm at with the
All
NBA.
All right, rooted in. We got a man on second. Can we at
man,
least
your
chip
boy,
away here?
De La Cruz again. Two for Ellie. Torpedo bat. Torpedo bat for Ellie.
The torpedo bat.
14-0. 14-0. Oh, man, Joe. That one, he might have hit that one further than the first one. Oh, this is going to be the chatter now. First the Yankees and now the great Ellie De La Cruz. Torpedo bats. Everybody's going to be
MVP for De La Cruz. Put the MVP for De La Cruz.
Can't play the awards in New York. I'm not in the mix.
This is Adabo.
Adabo didn't come through yet. Still waiting.
I tell you what, these Reds, you wanted to bash them. I told you. playoff contender.
Wait a second. Red hot here to start the year.
Playoff contender. They're 1-2.
Hey, just get the 80 wins. That's all that matters. Get the 80 wins. We have them for playoffs, too. We need them to make the playoffs, right?
Yes, I have them.
All right. I have them for the wins also. So I need them 80 wins.
You know what's crazy? You were ripping me. Oh, the most bet on a most bet bet. And, you know, Joe Public, MGM, FanDuel.
Wow, this gets over his head, Joe. 5-0 raise.
That's it. All right, double. We need Caballero. Caballero's Italian. Is that his name, Junior?
No, he's not Italian, Joe. He might be. I don't know. I can't see.
How do you know? Well, you're always, you know, just selling the Italian short all the time.
It's all right, Joe. Can we get Lau? Forget these other guys.
Why does it always have to be your guy? Can't we just get Ron?
It's about me.
And see.
It's about me.
You're such a pig. Such a pig.
All right. Sometimes it's about me. You just got to deal.
1-0 San Francisco. 1-0 San Fran.
Good. Good. Pirates making a pitching change now. So bottom six, 5-0. Man on second for the Rays. I think Lau's on deck. We got to get him up. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. This Lau's up now, Joe. Swinging for defenses, too. He's swinging for defenses.
Can he just get the guy on third in? Could he just get the guy on third in?
Yeah, how about he gets the guy on third and himself? How about that? How about the guy on third and himself?
Could he dig himself out of the 0-2 hole he's in right now?
He's only 0-1 for me.
It's 0-2.
Great.
Come on, man. Sit down.
You know, and you know what?
Red.
You're the one who sits here every night. You're talking it down. Now you're talking it down. You need the over, and you're talking it down.
Guess what? No shot.
Two runs right
he's,
here.
Three, he's done. He's toast. He struck out. Guys completely, he's a waste. All right?
Yeah, they put I hate to bring in to face him.
Yeah, tough lefty. Here we go. Well, we've got the commentary on the pitching now.
What a tough lefty.
Lefty. He throws a sinker. He throws a slurve.
It's unfortunate.
You know, slider. Yeah,
it's very unfortunate. Lefties, we needed
you
that.
You know, instead of making TikToks, maybe you should spend an extra half hour in the jugs machine in the batting cage. You ever think you should do that, this Lau? Unbelievable.
You're saying that these guys make too many TikToks now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying these guys aren't dedicated the way the guys were back in the day. I'm sorry, just not happening.
They're not dedicated to their craft. Is that what you're saying?
Or you have baseball players hitting 200. I mean, that's a problem.
That's all going to change with the torpedo bats.
Oh, okay. All right. Torpedo. Then why isn't everybody using the torpedo bat?
Torpedo bats. It's already catching on. How about you, boy? You see what happened to Freddie Freeman?
Yeah, hurt himself going into the shower. That's
tough.
I mean,
honestly.
Guy's a gamer.
He had a mishap in the shower and tweaked his surgically repaired ankle. Oh,
I can't believe you're bashing Freddie Freeman after that World Series he put up on your gutless Yankees. That was unbelievable. Not only that, but you want to talk about a consummate professional? Freddie Freeman's that guy. Braves still wish they had him. No?
How about this other gutless, this Profar, this guy that we love at night? This Profar, another guy, made us
a
lot of money last year.
You love at night. He made you a lot of money.
Now we find out he's on the gas. Find out
he's
gassed up.
That's it. So what's wrong with that? Now you're gonna begrudge the guy and start judging him? He put money in your pocket. What do you care if he hit the needle or did the clear?
Because now he's not going to be around for the next 80 games. He's going
to
be around
better himself.
Put money in the
guy's
pocket.
Guy's trying to better himself. Like Drago. You know, go big or go home. All right? Problem is he got caught. That's the problem.
Yeah, the Braves can't be too happy with him, right? Sign him to some big money deal and four games into the season, he gets clipped. Can't play in the playoffs now this year. That's a tough scene. They'll trade him in the offseason.
Think so?
Yeah, they'll pay him back like that. That's how they'll do it.
Pay him back.
No mercy, Joe. Sweep the leg.
They'll pay him back. Hey, Profar, guess what? Chopped. You're going to San Jose. Triple A.
Get him out. Can't have it. What other roles are you working on? Let's get some of these late night ones. How about the late night ones? Cub A.
I'm on the over in San Fran. They're flying.
How much you get that up to?
9.5.
You're going light here to start the year, huh? You're usually going double digits.
Well, here we go. Top 7, Pittsburgh. Another gutless team. Can they give me 5 here? Could they tie it up? I would like to have a shot going in. What?
Is Cruz coming up? Maybe Cruz. Only takes one with him. Could be on. Here comes Cruz. He's up now, Joe. Cruz is up now. Top 7, 2-2. Again with the Cruz. I mean, the guy wants runs, and then he talks it down. Amazing. Later on, Joe, I want to get to some of the football with you. And a few of some other things going on.
Yeah.
So we'll have some of that in the second hour. I didn't realize that you had already penciled Auburn in, so I got to make sure to move some of my stuff around for this week. Because I didn't know that was a done deal. So I want to make sure that I catch a little bit of that. I didn't know Auburn had already won. I just want to make sure
know?
That we...
I said it. Yeah, nobody else. Dela Cruz out. Dela Cruz. Done. Chopped. Yeah.
What do you mean out?
One down. Out. Cruz. One out. One out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. That's O'Neal Cruz, not Dela Cruz. That's O'Neal Cruz.
Yeah.
Cruz.
Your boy, Joey Bart. Here he is. 2-0 pitch.
Bartman's coming up?
Yeah. Could he actually sit dead red? He's got a 2-0 count. Could he do something with it? Sit dead red, kid. He's 0-2, this Joey Bart. I mean, really. Guy doesn't care. He's another one. Doesn't care. 0-2. Look, 3-0 pitch. Get on, buddy. Get on. Don't swing.
Anything can happen.
There's
anything
one
can
out.
Happen, Joe.
Don't swing.
Well, all right. Let's see what else we have cooking, Joe, because I didn't even get to everything else tonight. Oh, how about the last NBA thing I didn't mention to you? Rockets, Lakers tonight. Rockets have won 12 out of 13 in LA against the Lakers.
You're going to get me. Why? What do you want to take? You want to take Luka, LeBron?
What's you want to do Luka Bounce?
Did you get on? Did this Joey Bart grounded out to shortstop?
You want to do Luka Bounce? Can you stop telling me what's happening with my guys? Can you let my guys, can you let it breathe when it's my guys up at the plate?
Let it breathe. Your guys suck. How about this Zawinski? This guy's got a little heart. This guy's got heart of a lion right now.
I don't think so.
Yeah, this Zawinski's going to get on. You're going to see. Micro betting.
Yeah, you want to go at bat by at bat? Is that what you want to do? Micro betting?
Micro betting. The Zawinski's got legs here. Want to take him for a hit?
Go ahead. Play him for a hit. Plus money. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Bottom of the 7th, they go to the 8th, Joe, in Miami. 10-2, Mets lead the Fish. The Mets have gotten the big stick out tonight. Bottom 5 in St. Louis, 2-1 Cardinals. As things slow down a little bit there in that game, right? That game was there was a little bit more going on there before. So that is that has come to a bit of a crawl. That's for sure.
14-1 Cincinnati.
Oh wow, Texas got on the board, huh? Good for them. Mm. Good for them. 4-2, Blue Jays lead the Nationals. The Nationals got homers from C.J. Abrams and James Wood back-to-back to cut the lead in half. And we'll see if they can get anything else cooking. 1-0 Giants lead the Astros. Four games still to come. Guardians and Padres in San Diego. Padres minus 130, 7.5. You've got Tigers and Mariners in Seattle. Mariners minus 125, 7.5. Cubs and A's in Sacramento. Cubs minus 150, 8.5. I'd take the A's tonight, Joe. A's are going to win that first game in Sacramento.
Want to take the over? What do you got?
I told you, up, up, up and away. 9.5, 10.5. It's going up.
Yeah, we got nothing going on in this Tampa game. 5-0.
Braves, Dodgers. Dodgers are 5-0. Braves are 0-4. Dodgers minus 230. 7.5.
I like the Braves.
You think they break out tonight? You think they bust out?
Yeah.
Who do you want to take to homer?
Let me look.
Olsen, Ozuna. Numbers are nice because Glasnow's pitching. I mean, none of these guys have homered yet this year. I mean, they did nothing in San Diego. Olsen and Ozuna. Nothing.
Hang on.
You pick it, I'll play it, Joe. Give me one of the Brave guys.
Oh, yeah? It's going to be like that?
You pick it, I'll play it.
All right. Hang on. I'm going to give it to you right now. Atlanta. I'm going to take... Where is it?
Atlanta and the Dodgers are the last game of the day.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
All the way at the bottom.
I see it. How about... Michael Harris.
You know, you're too much. You really are. You're too much. I tell you, all the big guys haven't homered yet. Olsen, Ozuna. Hey, you go off menu. How are you going off menu for?
He's 6-1.
Yeah, but you're going off menu. I said one of the big guns. One of the big guys.
What about Ozzy Albies?
Again, like off menu. I thought you were going to pick a big dog here.
Say it and I'll play it. Say it and I'll play it. I said it twice.
All right. You want to play Albies? We'll play Albies.
No, I want to play Michael Harris.
Play Harris. I'm playing Ozuna. You want to play Harris too? I'll play Harris also. Okay?
You're a fraud. You know?
How am I a fraud?
You come up, you make it sound so good. You're a snake oil salesman. That's what you are.
I didn't expect you were going to pick somebody off menu.
Say it and I'll play it.
All right, I'm in on Harris. I'm in on Harris.
Michael Harris. Want to put it with the golf? Scheffler to win the Masters?
Yeah, you got enough gas on Scheffler to win the Masters already. You got
all of a sudden now he doesn't
Auburn's already won. Auburn's already won, so.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. We got that already.
It's already in. It's already.
Part's off, already done.
Off menu.
Off menu.
Go off menu. Bases loaded for the Blue Jays here. 4-2. They lead bottom six. And they've got a lot of. And they got the top of the order coming on. They get Roden up first, then the top of the order. This Vlad and this Santander, can one of them do something?
Every single year with these same guys, this Vlad, this Santander, it just never fails.
You play the guys that hit homers, Joe, that's what you do. Barbara Lisi, Sports Radio, another hour to go. We're back here.